All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. So this reading that I'm going to do was taken from a Back to Godhead magazine article sometime in 1975. Please repeat, Jagannatha Swami.
Jagannatha Swami.
Nayana Pathagami.
Nayana Pathagami.
Bhavatume.
Bhavatume.
Meaning, because the system is that for 2 weeks, Lord Jagannath is not visible in the temple. So the devotees, out of the feelings of intense separation of love, they are pining, they are yearning for when they can see the Lord again. So for the devotees in Los Angeles, that's tomorrow, Rath Yatra day. The Lord has been in seclusion, and now He will get upon His chariot and have a great festival, and tomorrow is Hare Krishna Day in Los Angeles. As I always say, in Los Angeles, everybody has their day. This group, that group, everybody has their pride day, gay pride, this pride. Tomorrow is our day, Vaishnav Hare Krishna Day. So we claim our rights. All in favor, say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Maharaj, you'll be there tomorrow for Rath
Yatra? Yeah.
Very good. Do you dance like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj? Huh?
No.
So, King Indraduna, this is class. We're in school. Nirantara school. I even have the bell. Sit properly. Indraduna was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu and was very eager to meet him face to face. One time, by the Lord's arrangement, a devotee of the Lord arrived in the court of King Indraduna. And in the course of discussion, he began to talk about an incarnation of Lord Vishnu named Nila Madhava. Everyone say,
Nila Madhava.
After hearing these topics, King Indraduna became very inspired and sent different Brahmins in different directions to search for and inquire about who? Very good. That means somebody's paying attention. All of them, however, were unsuccessful and returned to the capital city, except for one priest of the name Vidyapati. After wandering in many places, Vidyapati finally came to a district whose population was of a non-Aryan type called Shabara. There he took shelter in the house of a local by the name Vishvasu. When he arrived, the master of the house was not there, but his young daughter, Lalita, was there alone. In a short time, the master of the house returned and instructed his daughter to render all service needed for the hospitality of the Brahmin guest. For some time, Vidyapati stayed there, and later, by special request of the Shabara, he married the Shabara's young daughter. And while Vidyapati lived in the house of the Shabara, he noticed some peculiarity in his host's behavior. Every night, the Shabara would go out, and on the next day, at about noon, he would return. And he would return to the house scented with various fragrances, such as camphor, musk, and sandalwood. Vidyapati inquired from his wife about the reason for this, and she informed him that her father would go out to a secret place to worship Sri Nila Madhava. Again, everyone say,
Sri Nila Madhava.
After that day, Vidyapati's joy knew no bounds. Actually, Lalita had been ordered by her father not to tell anyone about But she overstepped that order by telling her husband. Vidyapati immediately became eager to see. And finally, one day, by the repeated request of his daughter, the Shabara Vishvasu bound the eyes of Vidyapati. Bound the eyes of Vidyapati and took him to see
Nilamadava.
As they were living, Vidyapati's wife secretly bound some mustard seeds in the border of Vidyapati's cloth. And so while passing on the path, he threw them down to mark the way. When they reached, the Shabara removed the blindfold, and Vidyapati, seeing the unprecedented beauty of the deity of Sri, began to dance in ecstasy and offer prayers. Thus Vidyapati personally witnessed the mercy of Sri. After Vidyapati finished his prayers, the Shabara kept him near the deity and went out to collect roots and forest flowers for worship. While the Shabara was out, Vidyapati witnessed an astounding thing. Listen carefully now. He saw a sleeping bird fall off a branch of a tree into a nearby lake and drowned. But the bird then immediately took a four-armed Vaikuntha spiritual form and went back to the spiritual sky. Seeing this, the Brahmin climbed up the tree. What do you think he was going to do? He was also going to jump. He saw the crow, and he saw that the crow drowned, but then went to Godhead. He said, hey, if it's that easy, let me do. Who would also, I would do that. Anybody else would do that? I'd do it 100 times. Following the liberated bird, as he was about to jump, however, a voice in the sky said,
O Brahmana, since you have been able to see Sri Nilamadava, you should before all else inform King Indradumna.
Because it was King Indradumna who sent him on this mission in the first place. Thus the Brahmin climbed down from the tree and waited. The Shabara soon returned, carrying forest flowers and roots, and started his daily worship of Lord. As he was engaged in the service of the Lord spoke to him.
I have, for so many days, accepted the simple forest flowers and roots offered to me by you. But now I desire the royal service offered to me by my devotee, King Indradumna.
When the Shabara heard this, he thought, oh, I shall be cheated from the service of Sri. Therefore he bound his son-in-law Vidyapati and kept him locked up in his house. After some time, however, at the repeated request of his daughter, he freed the Brahmin and allowed him to go. The Brahmin then immediately went to King Indradumna and informed him of the discovery. The king, in great ecstasy, went forth with many people to bring Sri. Now, why do you think I keep asking you to say that? Why? What is my methodology? Who can explain? What, am I just trying to be cute? Why am I doing that? Yes, it's the name of Krishna. And the more that you chant the name of Krishna, I benefit, you benefit. So let's say it one more time. Sri
Nilamadava.
The king in great ecstasy went forth with many people. And from the mustard seeds thrown along the path by Vidyapati, what happened from those mustard seeds?
The grono.
They grew into plants. So by following these plants, the king was able to trace the path to Sri Nilamadav. When they reached the spot, however, they did not find him. Not being able to see the beautiful form of the Lord, King Indradumna besieged the village of the Shabaras and arrested the Shabara named Vishvasu. Suddenly, however, a voice in the sky said to the king,
"Release the Shabara. On top of Nila Hill, you should construct a temple. There, as Daru Brahman, or the Absolute Truth, manifest in wooden form, you will then see me. You will not see me as Nilamadav."
To build the temple, King Indradumna made arrangements to bring stone from a place called Baulamala by building a road from there to the Nilakandara Hill. The holy abode of Sri Kshetra, or Jagannath Puri, is in the shape of a conch. And in the navel of that conch, the king established a town by the name Ram Krishna Pura and constructed the temple. The temple extended 60 cubits beneath the earth and rose 120 cubits above the surface. At the top of the temple, the king built a kalash, or a round pinnacle, and on top of that a chakra, or wheel. He also had the temple decorated with golden ornamentation. Then King Indradumna, desiring for Lord Brahma to consecrate the temple, traveled to Brahmaloka and spent a long time there waiting for him. During that time, the temple, which is very near the sea, became covered with sand from the shore. When King Indradumna was away, first Suradev and then Galamadav took over as the kings of that area. It was Galamadav who raised the temple from within the sands, where it had been buried for a long time. Shortly after the temple was uncovered, King Indradumna returned from Lord Brahma's abode. Indradumna claimed that he had constructed the temple, but Galamadava put forward the claim that he was its constructor. In a banyan tree near the temple lived a Bhushandi crow who had been living through many ages, constantly singing the name of Lord Ram. Let's all say it three times. Ram, Ram, Ram. What other bird chanted the name of Ram? Jatayu. Especially, when did he say the name Ram? Especially. Yes, as he was lying in Lord Ram's lap, giving up his air of life, my favorite pastime in Ram Leela, that Jatayu is looking at Ram saying, "Ra, Ra, Ra." Jatayu ki! From his abode on the branches of the banyan tree, the crow had seen the whole construction of the temple. Therefore, he made it known that King Indradumna actually had constructed the temple, and that in his absence it had been covered by sand. He further said that King Galamadav had later merely uncovered the temple. Because King Galamadav had concealed the truth, Lord Brahma then ordered him to remain outside the grounds of the temple on the western side of the lake called Indradumna Sarovara. Yes, we need Lord Brahma right now to settle the dispute between the Republicans and the Democrats in our government. They seem to not be able to cooperate, can they? Lord Brahma needs to come, but I don't think he's coming. Maharaj, I think you should go and settle the dispute. On the western side of the lake called Indradumna Sarovara, Indradumna then prayed to Lord Brahma to consecrate the temple and the surrounding area known as Sri Kshetra, which gives the highest type of liberation. But Lord Brahma said, this Sri Kshetra is manifested by the Supreme Lord's own internal potency, and the Supreme Lord manifests himself. Therefore, it is not within my power to install the Lord there. Lord Jagannath and his abode are eternally situated in this material world by his own mercy. Therefore, I shall simply place a flag on the top of the temple and give this blessing. Anyone who from a distance sees this flag and bows down, offering his or her prostrated obeisances, shall easily become liberated. Anybody done that? Has anyone, you've gone? Anybody else gone to Jagannath Puri and done that? Jai, Haribo. After some time, King Indradumna became discouraged at so much delay in seeing Sri
Nilamada.
Deciding that his life was useless, he lay down on a bed of kusha grass, being determined to give up his life by fasting. At that time, Lord Jagannath spoke to him in a dream.
My dear king, don't be anxious. I shall come, floating in from the sea, in my wooden form as Daru Brahman, at the place called Bunki Muhan.
With a company of soldiers, the king then went to that place and saw on the shore a huge piece of wood marked with the conch, chakra, club, and lotus. Although he engaged many men and elephants to move that Daru Brahman, or Woody Brahman, they couldn't even budge it. But again, that night in a dream, Lord Jagannath again spoke to the king. He said,
bring my previous servant, Vishvasu, who used to serve me as Nilamadav. Then place a golden chariot in front of Daru Brahman.
The king began to work according to the instruction of that dream. He brought the Shabra Vishvasu and put him on one side of Daru Brahman, and on the other side he put the Brahman Vidyapati. Placing a golden chariot before the Daru Brahman, he then started kirtan, chanting the holy names of the Supreme Lord. So let's do that. Let us get in the mood. So Daru Brahman is there, the golden chariot is there, Vishvasu is there, Vidyapati is there, the kirtan, we're all part. Are you ready? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All the children, sing. I don't hear the children. Children. Adults.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
All right, one more time, children, nice and loud.
Hare
Everybody, last time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very good. Now we're fired up. The king then caught hold of Daru Brahman and prayed to the Lord to mount the chariot. Daru Brahman was then easily placed on the chariot and taken to an appointed place. There, Lord Brahma began a sacrifice and established a deity of Lord Nrisingadev. And we have Lord Nrisinga here. Nrisinga Bhagavan ki. He established the deity of Lord Nrisinga on the raised platform of the sacrifice. It is said that the place where the present temple stands is the place where the sacrifice was performed, and that the Nrisinga deity, now standing at the western side of the Mukti Mandap in the temple compound, is that original Nrisinga deity. So that's some, I think that's several thousand years old, is it not? That is amazing. How many have seen that deity? Nobody saw the deity? So now you know what to do next time you go to Jagannath Puri. You have to see that thousand-year-old deity of Lord Nrisinga. To carve the deity of Lord Jagannath from the Daru Brahman, King Indradumna called many expert sculptors. None of them, however, was able to touch Daru Brahman, for as soon as they started, their chisels broke and fell to pieces. Finally, the Supreme Lord himself came in the disguise of an old artist who introduced himself as Ananta Maharana. He promised that if he were allowed to work behind closed doors for 21 days, the deity would be carved. Immediately, preparations were made. According to the old sculptor's directions, all the other artists were engaged in making three... What do you think? Three what? Not deities. Chariots. The Lord himself is going to do the deities. But the other... No, you can do the carts. All right. After making the king promise that the sculptor would reside alone for how many days?
21 days.
And the king would not open the doors of the temple even slightly before the 21 days were up. I mentioned last night, sometimes we see... In some temples, the deity doors are closed, but people come and they try to open the doors to see the deity. Not a good idea. Look what happened. Well, you'll see. I don't want to give it away. After 14 days had passed, however, the king was unable to hear the sounds of the artist's tools. And so he became full of anxiety. Let's think, why would the king be in anxiety if he didn't hear any? What do you think he's thinking? He wasn't doing anything? He might have left, or he might have died, or maybe he's sick. So it's reasonable that after 14 days he's not hearing anything, he starts to worry. Although his minister again and again forbade him, the king, on the advice of his queen, by force opened the door of the temple with his own hands. Inside, however, the king did not find the old sculptor, but instead he saw that Daru Brahman was manifested in three forms. So it was originally one big piece of wood, right? And what was on the wood? Yes, the four symbols of Narayan, right? had the four symbols. So going forward, he saw the three deities, Jagannath, everyone say, Subhadra, Balaram. Going forward in front of these three deities, he saw that their fingers and toes were not finished. The king's wise minister then informed him that the architect was none other than Lord Jagannath himself. And that because the king had broken his promise by opening the doors 7 days too soon, Lord Jagannath had manifested himself in that way. This reminds me of another incident, the story of Sakshi Gopal, when the young Brahmin went to Sakshi Gopal deity and said, I need you to testify, because the old Brahmin promised to give his daughter to me, but when we got back home, because of his atheist son, he's not keeping his promise. So I remind you that I had made that old Brahmin promise before you when we were in Vrindavan, and so now I need you to testify. And the deity said, how can I walk? I'm just a deity. And the young Brahmin said, if you can talk, you can walk. Let's go. So Krishna was defeated. So the deity said, Gopalji said, all right, I will come, but you have to walk in front. You can't look back. If you look back, then I'm again a deity. And every day you have to make rice for me. And the deity said, you'll know that I'm behind you because you'll hear my, was it Nupur? Ankle bells, you call it Nupur? So the Brahmin did that. They traveled a long distance from Vrindavan to where his village was. And when he got to the outskirts of his village, he turned back and of course, like that. All right, let's continue. Then the king, thinking himself a great offender, decided to end his life. Thus he lay down again on a bed of kusha grass and began fasting. When half the night had passed, Lord Jagannath appeared to the king in his dreams. The Lord said,
I am eternally situated here in Nilachala, in the form of Lord Jagannath as Daru Brahman. In this material world, I descend in 24 deity incarnations with my abode. I have no material hands and feet, but with my transcendental senses, I accept all the items offered in service by my devotees. And for the benefit of the world, I move from one place to another. You have broken your promise, but that is just part of the sweetness of my pastimes, to manifest this Jagannath form, which protects the eternal words of the Vedas. Anyway, those devotees whose eyes are smeared with the salve of love will always see me as Shyama Sundara. Everyone say? Holding, what does he hold? Flute. If you desire to serve me in opulence, then from time to time I may be decorated with hands and feet made of gold or silver. You should certainly know, however, that my limbs are the ornaments of all ornaments.
We learn from Prabhupada's teachings and from teachings of Rupa Goswami and elsewhere that just as Lord Jagannath has said in the dream that his body is the ornament of all ornaments. So when we decorate Krishna, he makes the ornaments look good. Not for us, we put on ornaments because we want to make ourselves look better. But with Krishna, it's just the opposite. He makes the ornaments look better because he's already the ornament of all ornaments. That's what makes Krishna so special. He has that unique, special beauty that no one can compare. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. Hearing the words of Lord Jagannath in his dream, the king became satisfied and prayed to him as follows. My Lord, grant that those who peer in the family of the sculptor who manifested your form may age after age assist in constructing the three carts. Lord Jagannath, slightly smiled, replied, that shall be. Then Lord Jagannath said to the king,
the descendants of Vishvasu, who used to serve me as who?
Nilamada.
Should generation after generation serve me, they may be called my Daitas, the descendants of Vajapati, born from his Brahmin wife, should perform the deity worship for me, and his descendants, born from his Shabari wife, Lalita, should cook my food. They shall be known as Suyaras.
Then King Indraduna said to Lord Jagannath, my Lord, kindly grant one favor to me. Let the doors to your temple be closed only for 3 hours a day. The rest of the time, let the doors be open so that all the residents of the universe may have access to see you. Further, let it be that all day long your eating may go on and that your lotus fingers may thus never become dry. So how many times does he eat? 50, well, how many times? 56? 56. 56 offerings. And sometimes we complain, oh, we have to do 6-7 offerings in the temple. Oh, but in Jagannath, 56 offerings. Lord Jagannath replied, Tatastu, let it be. And for yourself, what benediction do you ask? The king replied, so that no one in the future will be able to claim your temple as his own property, I desire to be without descendants. Kindly just grant me this one benediction. Lord Jagannath replied, Tathastu, so be it. Thus the merciful Lord Jagannath, Subhadra and who? Balaram, appeared in this material world to benefit all living beings. What is the benefit they bestow? That is stated in the Narada Purana. The Supreme Lord Narayan tells Lakshmi Devi, in that great abode known as Purushottam Kshetra, which is rarely achieved among the three worlds, the Keshava deity, who was fashioned by the Supreme Lord himself, is situated. If men simply see that deity, they are easily able to come to my abode. So, just think, when this Rath Yatra goes on, especially in Jagannath Puri, how merciful is Lord Jagannath. Just seeing that deity, they get liberated. And Prabhupada, he established Rath Yatra, and now his followers, we have Rath Yatra in so many countries all over the world. And someday, we will have Rath Yatra in China. Someday. Yes. And Pakistan, yes. And then Saudi Arabia. Jai. That's what I'm waiting for. Juggernaut. Go right up to the Kaaba. Right up. Jai Juggernaut. In this way, Lord Juggernaut is delivering the whole universe, especially as he rides on his cart before the eyes of all. Therefore, I offer my prostrated obeisances to Lord Juggernaut, Subhadra, and on the occasion of their chariot ride, and pray for them to forgive me for any offenses I have committed in my clumsy attempt to describe their glorious appearance. Jagannath Swami Ki. Yeah. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me.
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 Jagannath Swami Ki. So, Maharaj, I beg, please give us some purport, some transcendental nectar. After hearing this narration, I'm sure some inspiration from Juggernaut will come from your. Can you speak a little bit? Please. And let's turn the, because we're webcasting this all over the world. Vasudev Maharaj ki. Bhakti Vasudev Maharaj ki.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
So we can't really overstretch the devotional legacy that Prabhupada left behind. And I was just reading the Back to Godhead article that Prabhu wrote. And it was so inspiring how he came to the U.S. to do a graduate program. And it was in the U.S. where he learned so much about the Vaishnava tradition. What, honestly speaking, he was not exposed to in India. He came here when he saw these American devotees so seriously involved in devotional service, he was inspired. So, what Prabhupada has done is basically to arouse our dormant love and affection for Krishna. And not only did he do that, but he had established these wonderful festivals, including the Jagannath Rath Yatra. And even those who may not have the courage to come to our temples, You could invite them to these programs because you're not taking them to anywhere. And people like outdoor programs, a parade, for instance. And I remember just recently we had at Queens, at the Bronx, and they were having this parade. And the devotees were very expert. And the devotee even insinuated into that program, that Bronx parade, she's a lady. And then she went in and then got Jagannath Rath Yatra established amidst all of these other groups, cultural groups, and other type of festivities that were going on. Thereby, anyone who came around that festival or that Bronx parade could have darshan of Lord Jagannath. And the more we begin to hear about the benefits of just having a glimpse, having the darshan of Lord Jagannath, one becomes liberated. Can you imagine that? Whether you've been to the temple, whether you've done some previous seva, there's no conditionality. Just by having the darshan of Lord Jagannath, you are eligible to become liberated. Therefore, we should not be misers. We should enthuse. We should entice. We should motivate our friends to come to such outdoor programs. Because we don't want to be creepers. We don't want to be misers. We want to be like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahavadanya ya. So, our compassion should know no bound. We have to target our friends who, ordinarily speaking, may not come to our temples, but you will tell them there's a parade in LA. And this parade, when you go there, there is dancing. And there is feasting. The food you have not eaten before. When you eat there, that will change your life. I remember in Africa, precisely in Nigeria, we had Janatham in one year. And, you know, our neighbors would distribute some prasadam to them. And Jamasami, everywhere used to be very, you know, prasadam used to be very superfluous. And so, we just sent some prasadam to one lady. She owned, an office, a public office, a secretarial office where we used to go also to send some telegraphs and other type of internet communications in those days. So then we sent some prasadam, and her husband is a pilot. And I went and sent some prasadam to her after the Jamasam and prasadam to her. And the next week, on Monday, I was passing by with some other devotees, and I had someone shouting on my name, "Oh, Vasudev, Vasudev, Vasudev." I thought something had happened. So then I went close to make inquiries about what it was, this lady. And then she said, "So this is how you people are enjoying." So when people who are thinking that they are enjoying, when they come close and partake of Lord Jagannath Prasada, imagine their transformation. So we have to be able to see how we are not being selfish. And if we did not have the opportunity to do it this year, we should target next year. I'm going to make sure that I will entice this number of my friends to bring them to this L.A. Jagannath Rath Yatra. By doing that, not only do the people benefit, but we also increase our pious credit. I mean, it's like you take someone, or you give, for instance, you donate shilas to someone. The person may be thinking, "Oh, how wonderful." But then the person who donated the shilas, he also gets so much of pious credit. So if we know the benefits of enticing people or luring people to come to these festivals, then we will not hesitate to do that. So I will urge all of us to try to see that when these festivals are coming up, we don't simply project to come and become liberated alone. We should entice our friends and bring them to these public festivals. In most cases, they wouldn't hesitate. You are not asking them, come to our temple. You say, we are having, there's a public program here, a parade. They will eagerly come. Try it next year if you have not done it this year. Thank you very much.
Maharaj Ki. So, Sri Devi, where are you? Come and sing. Take the microphone. Kartal, weapons of mass purification.
No, I have... I also have this.
What is this song you are singing?
Narada Muni Bhajai Veena.
Oh, I love this song. Thank you. By the way, we have about 23 people from around the world viewing this program on the internet. So, and you look really good, Sri Devi.
Thank you.
No, thank Krishna.
Upanigadas, 24. After Kirtan, that's when I will do it. Okay?
Narada Muni Bhajai Veena Radhika Ramana Name
Narada Muni Bhajai Veena Radhika Ramana Name
Narada Muni Bhajai Veena Radhika Ramana আছে কেহ মতে মনে মনে কেহ বা কাঁদে কেহ বা নাচে নারদ মুনি বাজায় বীণা রাধিকা রমণ নামে পাঁচ বদন নারদে ধরি প্রেমের শখন কমলা শান নাচিয়া বলে বল বল হরি বল নারদ মুনি বাজায় বীণা রাধিকা রমণ নামে সহস্রনন পরম সুখে নাম রস সবে পায় নারদ মুনি বাজায় বীণা রাধিকা রমণ কৃষ্ণ নাম রোশন স্ফুরি পুরাণ আমার আশা শিরূপ পদে যা ছইহা ভক্তি বিনোদ দাস শিরূপ পদে যা ছইহা ভক্তি বিনোদ দাস নারদ মুনি বাজায় বীণা রাধিকা রমণ নামে নাময়মনি উদিত হয় ভকত গীত সামে নারদ মুনি বাজায় বীণা রাধিকা রমণ নামে নারদ মুনি বাজায় বীণা রাধিকা রমণ নামে।
Translation, please.
When the great soul Narada Muni places Veena, the holy name Radhika Raman descends and immediately appears amidst the kirtan of the Lord's devotees. Like a monsoon cloud, the holy name showers nectar in their ears. All the devotees, due to great ecstasy, repeatedly dance to their heart's content. All the people of the universe become maddened upon entering this intoxicating shower of nectar. Some people cry, some dance, and others become fully intoxicated within their minds. Lord Shiva, embracing Narada Muni, repeatedly makes loud screams of ecstatic joy, and Lord Brahma, dancing very ecstatically, says, "All of you kindly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol." In great happiness, the thousand-faced Anantashesh chants, "Hari, Hari." By the influence of this transcendental vibration of the holy name, the whole universe becomes ecstatically maddened and everyone tastes the mellows of the holy name. Thakur Bhaktivinod, the humble servant of the Lord, says the holy name of Krishna has fulfilled all my desires by vibrating on everyone's tongue. Bhaktivinod therefore prays at the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami that the chanting of Harinam may continue like this always.
Jai!